Brixham Headlands Walk, Landscape and Wildlife. St Mary's Bay was once known as Mudstone Bay, and a nearby lane is still called Mudstone Lane. As the area became more popular for tourism, the name was changed. The local bedrock is indeed mudstone, interbedded with limestone, laid down as sediments in warm, shallow seas some 392 to 398 million years ago in the Devonian period. As you walk around St Mary's Bay, you are moving over distinct bands of rock types. They are all limestone and mudstone and contain many fossilised corals and shellfish. The stretch of coastline around Berry Head and Sharkham Point is a national and local nature reserve, as well as being a site of special scientific interest for its birds, bats and plants. The exposed conditions on the two headlands and the thin limestone soil provide an unusual habitat in the mild climate for a number of nationally rare species that are under threat. It is one of only two locations in Britain where the white rock rose can be found, and the small hare's ear, a delicate low-growing plant with tiny yellow flowers growing in clusters in spiky triangular-leaved bracts. Another rare plant found here is the small rest harrow, whose pink flowers resemble miniature sweet peas. One of the South Coast's largest colonies of guillemots nest on the cliffs beneath the South Fort. As you will hear if you visit during the nesting season, they are known as Brixham penguins because of their upright stance and their black and white, actually dark brown and white, colouring. Apart from the breeding season when they rear their chicks on the cliffs, guillemots spend their whole lives at sea. This colony can be seen live on CCTV in the visitor centre. Caves in the cliffs provide a roost for greater horseshoe bats, an endangered species. A herd of North Devon cattle has been brought in to graze around the headland so that the dung beetles attracted by the cowpats are themselves a source of food for these nationally important bats.